You are going to listen to an interview about child development. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 5. Put a cross in the correct box. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good morning, and welcome to Modern Psychology, your favorite Monday night radio magazine. This is Tyron McBell, welcoming Dr. Sasha Umbridge, today's guest on the show. She has been considered the leading expert in matters of child psychology for over 15 years, and is willing to share her knowledge about the increased hardships boys suffer when growing up in modern society. It is great to have you here today, Dr. Umbridge.
Thank you very much, Mr. McBell. I am excited to be a guest on your show.
Before we dive into the topic at hand, would you mind elaborating a little on your reasons for choosing this specific profession?
Well, apart from the fact that I have always been fascinated with the human mind and the way it functions, I felt that this was an opportunity to make a real difference in people's lives, more specifically in children's lives. In most cases, they have a much harder time expressing their fears and anxieties and often refrain from asking for help when they need it.
Over the last few years, your main area of research focused on the troubles especially boys face when growing up. In your latest book, you claim that the current upsurge in mental disorders and difficulties many boys experience result from a rapidly changing environment, which requires much more from them than ever before. So what exactly are those changes you are referring to?
As you can imagine, the newly evolving societal structures caused by developments such as single parenting, patchwork families, and higher divorce rates are part of the problem. Of course, these affect female children as well as male ones. However, we have noticed an increase in pressure on young boys in particular when it comes to the way they are raised and expected to develop. The biggest challenge lies in the range of character traits and behavior they should be able to display, since they will be confused about what exactly they are asked to do and be.
So, basically, we are moving away from clear-cut, stereotypical gender roles.
That is exactly what is causing the difficulties mentioned. Not only are boys supposed to display all kinds of traditional values such as courage, bravery, or strength, but they are expected to be in contact with their softer, more feminine side at the same time. To put it bluntly, their fathers still raise them to be strong family providers who strive to suppress their feelings, while their mothers teach them to be sensitive and capable of talking about their deepest emotions. Many boys simply do not know where to turn to and rebel by displaying more aggressive behavior towards one of the parents. Other consequences commonly found in a more oppressive family environment are a lack of self-confidence and a tendency towards obsessive-compulsive disorders, or OCDs.
It seems that teaching boys to be more emotional would turn out to be beneficial. For a while now, experts have been pointing out why old-fashioned patterns from former times tend to be problematic. So, why do our future men run into such problems?
There is no doubt that society needs to adapt to current changes and that many changes have been more than overdue. However, the problems result from different expectations towards the two sexes. While girls enjoy having more choices and becoming more equal to men, their male counterparts seem a little lost. They have not yet found their new role in this world. Thus, they struggle to make sense of what is going on and how they fit into the modern family, where hierarchical structures have no place anymore. This means parents need to adapt, communicate with each other, and teach their sons an entirely new set of values.
Well, does that mean that parents must be held responsible for the recently occurring psychological problems of male children and teenage boys?
Certainly not. The point I'm trying to make is that seeing what is happening, we need to equip future parents with advice on how to go new ways in raising their children. I would even go as far as to say that a high percentage of parents seem to be doing an awesome job raising their sons to be future fathers and husbands, considering that today's parents were brought up entirely differently themselves.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Umbridge, for answering all of my questions. Now, we would like to give our listeners a chance to pick your brain. Here's our first caller. Good morning, and welcome to Modern Psychology, your favorite Monday night radio magazine. This is Tyron McBell, welcoming Dr. Sasha Umbridge, today's guest on the show. She has been considered the leading expert in matters of child psychology for over 15 years and is willing to share her knowledge about the increased hardships boys suffer when growing up in modern society. It is great to have you here today, Dr. Umbridge.
Thank you very much, Mr. McBell. I am excited to be a guest on your show.
Before we dive into the topic at hand, would you mind elaborating a little on your reasons for choosing this specific profession?
Well, apart from the fact that I have always been fascinated with the human mind and the way it functions, I felt that this was an opportunity to make a real difference in people's lives, more specifically in children's lives. In most cases, they have a much harder time expressing their fears and anxieties and often refrain from asking for help when they need it.
Over the last few years, your main area of research focused on the troubles especially boys face when growing up. In your latest book, you claim that the current upsurge in mental disorders and difficulties many boys experience result from a rapidly changing environment, which requires much more from them than ever before. So what exactly are those changes you are referring to?
As you can imagine, the newly evolving societal structures caused by developments such as single parenting, patchwork families, and higher divorce rates are part of the problem. Of course, these affect female children as well as male ones. However, we have noticed an increase in pressure on young boys in particular when it comes to the way they are raised and expected to develop. The biggest challenge lies in the range of character traits and behavior they should be able to display, since they will be confused about what exactly they are asked to do and be.
So, basically, we are moving away from clear-cut, stereotypical gender roles.
That is exactly what is causing the difficulties mentioned. Not only are boys supposed to display all kinds of traditional values such as courage, bravery, or strength, but they are expected to be in contact with their softer, more feminine side at the same time. To put it bluntly, their fathers still raise them to be strong family providers who strive to suppress their feelings, while their mothers teach them to be sensitive and capable of talking about their deepest emotions. Many boys simply do not know where to turn to and rebel by displaying more aggressive behavior towards one of the parents. Other consequences commonly found in a more oppressive family environment are a lack of self-confidence and a tendency towards obsessive-compulsive disorders, or OCDs.
It seems that teaching boys to be more emotional would turn out to be beneficial. For a while now, Experts have been pointing out why old-fashioned patterns from former times tend to be problematic. So why do our future men run into such problems?
There is no doubt that society needs to adapt to current changes and that many changes have been more than overdue. However, the problems result from different expectations towards the two sexes. While girls enjoy having more choices and becoming more equal to men, their male counterparts seem a little lost. They have not yet found their new role in this world. Thus, they struggle to make sense of what is going on and how they fit into the modern family, where hierarchical structures have no place anymore. This means parents need to adapt, communicate with each other, and teach their sons an entirely new set of values.
Well, does that mean that parents must be held responsible for the recently occurring psychological problems of male children and teenage boys?
Certainly not. The point I'm trying to make is that seeing what is happening, we need to equip future parents with advice on how to go new ways in raising their children. I would even go as far as to say that a high percentage of parents seem to be doing an awesome job raising their sons to be future fathers and husbands, considering that today's parents were brought up entirely differently themselves.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Umbridge, for answering all of my questions. Now, we would like to give our listeners a chance to pick your brain. Here's our first caller.